Agencies across government are grappling with the shrinking pool of U.S. college graduates with degrees in the STEM fields, but none more so than the Corps of Engineers, which bills itself as the world's largest public engineering firm. Out of 36,000 civilian employees and 600 military members, the agency says almost 19% of its current workforce is eligible for immediate retirement. Another 22% are eligible for early retirement. And the pipeline of potential candidates to succeed them has been shrinking for decades. According to the National Math and Science Initiative, the U.S. led the world in its percentage of college graduates with STEM degrees 25 years ago. Today, we're in 16th place. Lieutenant General Thomas Bostic is the commanding general of the Corps of Engineers.
The risks are you don't have the technical competency or you don't have it in the numbers that you need in order to accomplish your mission. There's a certain amount of this talent that you need in-house. We can contract out a lot, but there's a certain amount that you need in-house. There's a certain amount that requires secret or higher classifications. I don't think we'll ever put those kind of classified programs at risk. We're always going to have enough people to cover that. But if you run short of the kind of talent you need in other areas, then you have to outsource a lot of that. And there's only so much of that you can do.
Bostic told reporters on a conference call that the Army Corps hasn't begun to run into serious trouble yet, but it's already finding it hard to recruit job candidates in certain specialties. Experts in fields like structural and geotechnical engineering are in short supply, and the Army's competing with employers across the world. Nationally, only 4 out of 100 college graduates emerge from school with an engineering degree, and Bostic says the nation's military academies, which have traditionally emphasized engineering, are exhibiting the same trends.
Not as drastically at places like West Point and in ROTC, but the same decrease in the number of folks that are studying STEM-related college programs, we are feeling that, again, not at the same degree, but in our universities where we get our cadets from ROTC or cadets from West Point who become our officers.
Bostic says while the overall number of STEM candidates is mostly a concern for the future, he's worried about the lack of diversity in the STEM workforce here and now. In the U.S., the field has historically been dominated by white males, but he says his own agency has made very little progress in the diversity front since he first graduated from West Point in 1978.
When I graduated from West Point, I was the only African-American that went in the Corps of Engineers out of almost 1,000 graduates. And then as the chief of engineers, I went back to West Point this year to welcome the 127 cadets that had branched into the Corps of Engineers, and we had 2 African-Americans. You know, you don't need to have a statistics degree to know that that's an issue, you know, that we've got to get our hands around and we've got to do better, I've got to do better to try to first get enough students studying engineering and then to have enough that are interested in the Corps of Engineers so that they can come out and serve so that many of our young soldiers can look up and say, I can do that. I have a shot if I work hard.
And Bostic says when it comes to engineering, he doesn't want to have a diverse workforce just for the sake of diversity. He says in his experience, the science and math parts of the job aren't the most challenging ones. The harder ones are solving problems with critical thinking and experience.
When you're sitting around the table trying to solve a complex problem, you don't want folks sitting around the table that all have the same thoughts, all have the same background, all have the same education. The real challenge in engineering is often how do you put a system together? Everything's got to work together. So we want an army that reflects America. From a junior leader or junior engineer perspective, they want to look up at their leaders and say, I can do that. I can be that person. I have a shot. They want to look up there and say, hey, you know, there's a chance I could be that person. And if you don't have enough of that, I think it can have an impact on the organization.
Bostic took over as head of the Corps of Engineers just over a year ago, and he says he's still trying to get traction on the STEM and diversity issues. But the command just took what he thinks is one important step this past summer. He signed a memorandum of agreement with the DoD Education Activity, the office that runs schools on military bases, to cooperate on providing instruction designed to get children interested in STEM fields from an early age and keep them interested.
We believe that we can, in a more systematic way, help with the STEM curriculum. We can support teachers as they try to think about how they implement engineering and design. We believe we can help with student awareness and their interest in STEM by providing different types of activities, projects, talk about career opportunities, and if they're in an area that's close to a district, which almost everybody is, then we would invite them out for a field trip. We're working this now face-to-face down at the ground level, and I think we can do some things in the very near term. We're already in these schools, and I think it's trying to get a structured approach, develop a strategy that says, here's our milestones. We're going to focus on right now in the middle schools, and we're looking at starting at seventh grade, and whether that's bridge building, whether that's understanding the Mississippi and everything that happens on the Mississippi from dams and levees, recreation, ecosystem restoration. Those are the kind of things we can talk very easily about and how the Corps is engaged.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.